December 1975. Doesn't give the exact date. Mo from Warts and All Live Volume 4. We heard St. Augustine. Grateful Dead from Reckoning, going back to 1981. Live version of It Must Have Been the Roses. A Hunter Garcia tune, originally done on a Jerry Garcia solo album. And John Cipollina, the late John Cipollina, and Nick Rabinitis from Rockpalast. Westfalenhall, Dormont, November 28th, 1980. We heard Junkyard in Malibu. That's what we've been listening to this set, some live stuff. And like I said, I'll be with you till 10 o'clock tonight, playing a variety of things. And let's see, Nick Rabinitis passed away in September 18th, 2024. Sang with Electric Flag and wrote music for Janis Joplin and other things, along with Mike Bloomfield. Played with him, did a bunch of things. So, yeah, he's passed now too. Couple years ago now. Alright, so let's get back into it. I mentioned that we would be doing some Buffalo themed tunes tonight, and yes, it'll be about the Buffalo, and it'll be about New York, and sprinkled in here we may have a couple other allusions, like bands and stuff like that. We'll see where we go. We start out with James McMurtry from It Had to Happen on Dave's Record Collection. WMUC-FM College Park. Stay tuned.
When you make your move, Don't go chasing after shooting stars, trying to make yourself a name. You can joust at windmills with that old Fender guitar. Probably do about the same. No more Buffalo. Blue skies are open. They'd ever doubt my words. I guess they were just too tired to care. I'd point to the horizon, to the dust of the herds, still hovering in the air. Somebody said it ain't any such. Man, you wish so hard, you're scaring me. Cause those are combines kicking up that dust. But you can see what you wanna see. And go on chasing after what used to be there. Top that rise and face the pain. But man, they were here, I swear. Not just these bleaching bones stretching across the plain. No more Buffalo. Blue skies are open road. No more rodeo for this old boy. Take my Cadillac. Park it out and back. Mama's calling, put away the toys. No more Buffalo. Blue skies are open road. No more rock and roll, as we all know it. Take my Cadillac. Park it out and back. Mama's calling, put away.
Settled up by the Pinon fire. Drove out to the edge of the Pueblo. Bought a drum from a man who cried. And the children's shoes on the ceiling. And the way that you hold my hand. And I yelled and I didn't know the reason. But I knew that you'd understand. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. melting snow. Little Mary on a footpath, or the bright old white-eyed bird, or will we keep on running like the sound of the buffalo herd? That sky red hawk recorded out on his cousin's farm up north in Minnesota. He tied the recorder in the yard up to a gatepost waiting, slept out in a tent to hear the rumble of a big stampede that one day magically appeared. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Cliff with you, if that means we will survive. 'Cause we drove out to the desert just to leave the past behind. And our footsteps fall in shadows, treading light down the canyon trail. And the sun is barely rising, and the stars like a wedding veil. And I cannot lie to you, 'cause you can read my mind. So I think I'll try with you. Some things just take more time. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time,
I know they do.
Some things take time,
I know they do.
And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time,
I know they do.
Some things take time,
I know they do.
And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo.
I'm going to tell you a story I heard from my great-grandpappy and this fella called Bert. They swear it's the truth, but you can decide if they were being honest or if both of them lied. Two shaggy bulls walked into town. They both began to look around. But what was it they were looking for? What's a buffalo doing in a general store? Well, they searched the local bars and shops, nibbling on homegrown Johnson grass tops, till the sheriff came out to calm the crowd. He spit tobacco, then he yelled out loud, well, it's been 20 years, if it's been a day, since the buffalo roamed the streets of Santa Fe. Well, what kind of business brings you boys here? He asked the bulls as they got near. Well, they gave no reply as they turned to leave. But most folks there said they still believe that they heard one of those buffaloes say to the other as they walked away. Was it Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill that the herd sent us here to kill? Well, they couldn't remember then, and they never will, if it was Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill. Was it Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill that the herd sent us here to kill? Well, they couldn't remember then, and they never will, if it was Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill. What made the bulls stop and look back?
Why'd a buffalo ever do a thing like that?
Then then they moseyed on back of the herd. The old bull said, "Boys, what's the word?" Boy said, "Boss, we blew the job.
We got screwed up on Bill or Bob."
The old bull snorted, said, "Good God, it's a good thing he didn't kill Buffalo Bob. Bill's the one that's been killing our kin."
But he didn't realize that was way back when.
Of course, everybody knew that back in town. Guess Buffalo news hardly gets around. As the sun sunk low, they were munching hay.
They'll have to go back another day.
Was it Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill
that the herd sent them there to kill?
Well, they couldn't remember then, and they never will.
If it was Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill,
Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill
that the herd sent them there to kill.
Well, they couldn't remember then, and they never will.
If it was Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill.
Shadow left my mind and went to walking round and found a nickel on the ground. And the buffalo upon one side, he got up and walked away. And the Indian upon the other side gave out a sigh and said, "That's better now. Without the buffalo, without the buffalo,
without the buffalo,
I'm just an Indian.
I'm just an Indian,
I'm free and clear." The Indian went walking round and sat upon the hill to watch the sun go down. But he couldn't find his people. He got up and walked away. And he sat beside the fire and gave out a sigh. "We're all forgotten now.
Where is my tomahawk?
My days are gone.
Where is my tent?
Where is my planting ground?
Where is my land?
This reservation's wrong.
Who's this white man?
My people never smile.
Where is my brother?
My children ignorant.
Where is my squaw?
Where's my buffalo?"
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd, but you can be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage, but you can be happy if you've mine too. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't swimming in the baseball pool, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. But but you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. Roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd.
I shot a bald eagle and a buffalo. Don't care if it's illegal, gonna post a photo so the whole damn world will know just what I've done. Well, surely some people will condemn me, but others will arise to defend me. Start a GoFundMe page to pay my legal bills. Gonna stuff the buffalo, mount the eagle to a drone, and fly it round the flag in front of my home, and do interviews with the media on my front lawn. I say some people surely will condemn me, but others will arise to defend me. Start a GoFundMe page to pay my legal bills. And I'd like to announce to the public my latest construction project, the big and beautiful Museum of American Mascots Resort Casino. And the main attraction is this dead buffalo and eagle. Gonna carpet the lobby in rattlesnake skin so you can tread on it when you walk on in. We got nickel slots guaranteed to hit the jackpot once a day. Enjoy your stay at the great big beautiful Museum of American Mascots Resort Casino. And it all started with this dead buffalo and eagle.
WMUCFM College Park, stay tuned.
As everyone knows, the eagle's supposed to be the symbol of freedom. The very respected, government protected, it's against the law to eat 'em. On dollars and collars and medals for scholars and flags that wag in the wind. On cigars you puff and American stuff, the eagle is proudly pinned. With such a position in American tradition, eagles are responsible birds. Moral delinquencies and idiosyncrasies are seldom if ever incurred. But there once was an eagle who was not very regal by the name of J. Edgar Swoop. 'Twas quite often heard that bird's absurd and ought to be kept in a coop. An example I'd say would be his toupee, which he thought made him look debonair. And if he went to pack, he'd always hitchhike, never did travel by air. And Jay hung around the streets downtown, he said, them mountains are dull. All that you meet is occasional sheep or a couple of high-flying gulls. But the worst thing of all was that he had the gall to wear some baggy old knickers. They were pink and blue plaid and fit him so bad they caused titters, guffaws, and snickers. Well, in the government town, word got around about J. Edgar and his antics. So a meeting was held and the senators yelled, un-American and the usual pedantics. The FBI director, a federal bird inspector, was called in to handle the deal. said, it looks like to me this eagle's too free. I expect he's gone over the hill. Well, there's only one choice, said the people's voice. America's depending on us. We gotta find this bird and give him the word. E pluribus unum or bust. So the FBI, well, they went out to try to make Jay claw the line. But he just wouldn't listen, so they throwed him in prison to pay for his traitorous crime. In the government town with things quieted down, they decided to make an appendage. Cause the symbol of the country was in the penitentiary and they need a new government image. The measure was born and committees were formed to find a new Yankee Doodle. And the symbol at best reflected the West was none but the miniature poodle. Some argued the facts, what a poodle lacks, and besides they said they're French. But said the committee, so's Statue of Liberty, and it went up before the bench. Well, the measure was passed and the law at last was entered on government logs. J. Edgar didn't care, poodles are queer, America's gone to the dogs.
I don't advocate WMUC-FM in College Park. I just prescribe.
WMUC-FM College Park. Good evening. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection. In the background, Derek Trucks Band with Every Good Boy. Leaving off the last set that dealt with Buffalo, except for the last song there, which dealt with an American eagle, or the bald eagle, which is an American eagle. But also the symbol of our country, and I think it fit in really well with that Joe Campfire song. That's Mason Williams going back to 1969 from his album Music. J. Edgar Swoop, Sign of the Times, when they actually back in a time in our country's history where they actually made laws and kind of went through the correct channels. But anyway, we'll deal more with that later. Joey Campfire from the Raise Your Voice, Songs of Resistance from the Nation's Capital, produced by Kim Eaton and released earlier this year. The Museum of American Mascots from Joey Campfire. Roger Miller, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd, one of his great eclectic songs. This is from a collection called The Genius of Roger Miller box set. Mason Prophet, from going back to 1973, from an album called Come and Gone, we heard Buffalo. Another really eclectic tune from Pinkerton Bowden. And yeah, you can't find that one on your social media networks, etc. With Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill, a CD released in 1992, Cousins, Cattle, and Other Love Stories. And Hooray for the Riff Raff gave us Buffalo from the Past is Still Alive. That was released a couple years ago. And James McMurtry starting us out with No More Buffalo from It Had to Happen. And we're going to continue in that realm with mostly songs about the city coming up. The city of Buffalo. And there's some good songs about the city of Buffalo that relate to that. It's all Buffalo. So, I promised you more, and you will have more here on Dave's Record Collection. If you missed this broadcast or any other, go to WMUC-FM College Park. Go WMUC.UMD.edu and check out our website, all WMUC has to offer. The schedule is located there, and on the schedule or playlist. You can also donate to WMUC. And all shows are archived for 1 week after broadcast, so if you didn't get a chance to listen live, you can catch up or listen again or download it. So stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection, WMUC FM College Park. Stay tuned. Gerf Morlick's up next.
We pile in the car in our best clothes. Kids in the back seat. Dad would drive. We'd breathe in the stink all the way to the city. 15 miles up Route 5, over Father Baker's, over the Skyway, past the steel plant. We'd go once a year. The roads were rugged. Air was orange. Mom was quiet. You could smell her fear. Dirty old Buffalo. Dirty old Buffalo. Smoky memories. They haunt my mind. South Park Bridge into Lackawanna. Looking for kicks without a clue. A couple of kids out of their element, hoping $5 would see them through. Waiting in an alley of blue shadows for a fat man all soaked in sweat. I could see the gun in his waistband as he reached for a cigarette. Dirty old Buffalo. Dirty old Buffalo. Smoky memories that haunt my mind. Dirty old Buffalo. Dirty old Buffalo. Rust Belt City on the borderline. The Allman Brothers played at Aliota's itty bitty bar on Hurdle Avenue. It was 1970. They were scuffling living on speed, singing the blues. Seems there was a problem with the money. Imagine that. And there was a need to settle a score. Road manager stuck Aliota and left him dying on the barroom floor. Dirty old Buffalo, dirty old Buffalo, smoky memories, they haunt my mind. Dirty old Buffalo, dirty old Buffalo, Rust Belt City on the borderline. The same, it's all in color. It's not the sepia that I recall. It's all so smooth, but I miss the gritty fresh paint of the wrecking ball. They'll polish everything with money. It's what they do. This I know, that's not the city that I remember. But if I scratch the surface, the grease will show. Dirty old Buffalo, dirty old Buffalo, smoky memories, they haunt my mind. Dirty old Buffalo, dirty old Buffalo, Rust Belt City on the borderline. I miss Buffalo.
To fall, hit that same old wall. Really, they don't want to help at all. They talk behind your back today, shake their heads and say, well, I always knew that the ball would come to no good anyway. You better pack up and go, Detroit or Buffalo. Anybody want a way, you don't know, you don't know. God knows everybody gotta go sometime. And I'm taking this train to the end of the line, missing every mile that friend of mine. I haven't been too well myself, a lot of time on the shelf, saying that I don't need help when I do. But I'm gonna be just fine. A lot of friends, a little wide. Still, I wish I could see you again sometime. But I better pack up and go, Detroit or Buffalo. Anybody want? Sometime. And I'm taking this train to the end of the line, missing every mile that friend of mine. before. Sometimes you think you just can't do it anymore. Take a chance and take a train out into the pouring rain. And all you got's your suitcase for the plane. You better pack up and go. Detroit or Buffalo. Anybody wanna know where you don't know? You don't know. No, God knows everybody gotta go sometime. And I'm taking this train to the end of the line. Oh, I'm missing every mile, that friend of mine. Missing every mile, that friend of
pony with no rider in the flesh and bone. wishing on stars. Just when you think that you've been chipped, the bearded lady comes and does a double backflip. You run up and join the circus. Yeah, you just let that pony ride, tearing through the cotton fields and bus shelters. On the sound running helter-skelter down through the Mississippi Delta, with no place to call your own. Mixing up drinks with mixed feelings, all along the paint was peeling, down to an Indian blanket on a pony, with no rider in the flesh and bone. Looking for his Buffalo River home.
Thank you. tell you what, we'll do one here called Them Duck Pluckers. And Dave is going to switch instruments and play the duck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Wow. I hope you win. Come on, Dave.
All right, Dave. Let's duck it up there.
Dave.
That's beautiful, Dave.
Isn't that ducky? Oh, that's ducky. Oh.
coming from, then you wouldn't have to ask me who the heck you would think I am. I'm just a buffalo soldier in the heart of